Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Wednesday, July 19. Coming up, Prime Minister lauds growth in investor confidence, bill passed to allow recess period for municipal corporations, and Tourism Minister hails performance of TP Deco. The details after the break.
Catch the spirit of independence and don't let go. We're the vibes. It's Jamaica 55. So get your black, green, gold and red. Call your tailor, call your dressmaker and make the independent spirit show upon you. Decorate your storefront, your office, your town square. Enter the competition and win. It's all about the spirit of independence. For more info, visit jcdc.gov.jm or our social media. It's Jamaica 55. Celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is lauding the sustained increase in investor confidence from the private sector. Mr. Holness says recent data shows an over 30% increase in loans to the private sector between February 2016 and February 2017, and this is expected to improve going forward. He adds that he is buoyed by the fact the loans are being channeled into growth-inducing projects, noting that loans to the manufacturing sector increased by 22%, loans to the construction and land development sector increased by 15%, and loans to the tourism sector accelerated by 31%.
People are borrowing to invest, but you know what? The banks are lending for investment again. There is a shift happening, shifting from consumer to investment lending, and that is a very positive sign.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Bustamante Industrial Trade Union's Triennial General Assembly recently. The Local Governance Amendment Act was passed in the House of Representatives on July 18. The bill will allow for an adequate recess period for the municipal corporations across the island during the month of August. In piloting the bill, Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says over the years, the councils usually suspend their monthly meetings for the month of August by utilizing resolutions passed by the respective municipal corporations. This practice, the minister says, was not consistent with the law.
This bill seeks to amend Section 32 of the Local Governance Act, which currently requires the municipal corporations to hold monthly meetings. This amendment will exclude the month of August from this requirement to hold monthly meetings.
Following its passage in the House of Representatives, the bill has now been sent to the Senate for approval. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says restorative justice centers are being positioned as part of the government's thrust to maintain law and order, public safety and security for the citizens of the country. Mr. Holness says the government will continue to make investments in physical and social infrastructure to address the problems facing the people who live in inner city communities. 14 restorative justice centers are to be established across the island. The centers are geared towards boosting conflict resolution strategies in marginalized communities.
I want to encourage the minister to set up as many of these restorative justice centers as are possible, because we have to get our citizens to become just with each other.
Currently, there are 10 such centers in August Town, Trench Town, Denham Town, Tivoli Gardens at Tower Hill in Kingston and St. Andrew, Spanish Town in St. Catherine, Maypet in Clarendon, Russia in Westmoreland, and Granville and Union Street in St. James. And the Tourism Product Development Company Limited, TP Deco, is being hailed for its critical role in the advancement of Jamaica's tourism process. This coming from Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett against the background of the recent expansion of offerings in the industry. Addressing the company's staff at a service awards luncheon on Tuesday, Mr. Bartlett said the TP Deco has had first-hand dealings in the high quality and reputational value of the tourism industry.
TP Deco continues to evolve into the pristine custodian of the integrity of our destination. It is TP Deco that stands in the gap between the promise we make to the visitors in the marketplace and the experience they have when they get here.
The minister emphasizes that the company will be required to play an even greater role as Jamaica emerges as a bigger player in the tourism world while amassing jobs, foreign exchange earnings, and socioeconomic empowerment. TPDCO's Manager of the Year award went to Community Awareness Coordinator Marlene Stevenson-Daly and former Procurement Manager Julian Thompson. Employee of the Year for 2013-14 went to Doreen Foster and Lorna Newsom for 2015-16. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.